This is 10 to Then, searching out the future alongside Kings. 10 to Then is brought to you by TPEX, 10th Person and Future Imagining for Decision Makers. It's 2024. How do we go to space? Does humanity end up in space? Obviously, there have been explorations, and man has walked on another celestial body, the moon. But here the query is, does humanity go to space to get their significant technological enhancements are required? Technological breakthroughs are going to be required as well. With the concern regarding carbon emissions, is space exploration actually a one-way trip for humanity, that the destruction of the planet would come about as a consequence of using the current technology? Is that therefore a concern? Are those who are seeking to go to space planning on leaving the majority of humanity on a ruined planet as a consequence? If humanity goes to space, what does it mean for us to explore it? Is it a global mission, or is it a mission of nations, or is it perhaps a mission of those in space and irrelevant to those on Earth, that there would become a separation in humanity itself regarding this? Imagine the delights of reading literature inspired by the things seen in the cosmos, the lived experiences, but then also the divergence of experiences as well, as analogies once universal cease to be universal when faced with gravitational anomalies or multiple sunsets in a single day. Imagine in space what cultural and societal norms will result and will come about. Perhaps passing somebody something becomes inappropriate due to the liability of catching it or handling it while you're trying to do something, and other cultural norms will become appropriate instead. What would the family unit look like? What would the village or society look like? Would humanity be increasingly isolated and at distance? Or would technological advancement allow for ease of communication and ease of presence? What would it mean for business? Would business remain an appropriate endeavor? Or would the quest for the unknown become prioritized instead? What would space culture be? Would these norms be universal, or would they perhaps be between different nations as codes that perhaps require one to render aid or to provide assistance see different expression based on societal and cultural backgrounds? Would those who are in Earth, who explore Earth, perhaps build themselves their own culture with its norms, their own society with its expectations, more suited perhaps to the exploration of space rather than to the cohabitation of a single planet? And what would the ethical challenges be in this environment as well? Do property rights and governance remain? Does resource allocation result in genocide just because people can't afford to pay for what was once always available, oxygen, but is now perhaps greatly limited as well? And what if we're not alone? How would we prepare for that interaction? How would we safeguard humanity? And what might happen if there were other life forms? That was 10 to Then, brought to you by TPEX, helping your business imagine the future and succeed.